The Bible is a treasure trove of mysteries. Welcome to the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, and this is a brand new program, part of the SkyWatch TV family of programs. And if you are not familiar with SkyWatch TV or with us, well, let's see, where do we start if we want to explain SkyWatch TV?
Well, it is a, I guess we ought to start back at the beginning.
Oh, 2014 is 2014. When you and I first came out here.
Right.
But Tom and Nita Horn had been dreaming about this for a long, long time. And I had just written a book for Tom and Ebola and the Fourth Horseman, and he had me out to be interviewed for the very first program in SkyWatch TV. So that aired in early 2015. Mm-hmm. You came out. Tom invited us to be part of the whole ministry. And by the way, if you're not familiar with it, SkyWatch TV essentially operates to help fund a wonderful charity called Whispering Ponies Ranch, which is all about helping kids who have been entered into, in many ways, a heartless system that they don't know very much about love, and they oftentimes don't trust adults. So the Whispering Ponies Ranch goal is to try to reach these children through miniature horses.
Yes. Surprised us to learn that miniature horses are actually wonderful therapy animals, and especially around children, because they are the same size. Children are fascinated by these horses, and the horses don't have an agenda, unlike many of the adults that these children have encountered through the course of their lives. These are children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11. Children in foster care, statistically speaking, and there are many, many wonderful foster parents out there.
There are, and when I said yes, a heartless system, it isn't that the foster parents are at fault. It's simply because these children have something that just was never nurtured mm-hmm. on the inside. And so when they go into home after home, whether it's one or many, they are lacking right away. And so it not only helps the child, I think it helps the foster family mm-hmm. too. The system is dealing with so many millions of kids that have been displaced.
Yeah, they are essentially collateral damage in this spiritual war that we as Christians should be on the front lines of identifying the enemy and educating our family members, our friends, our colleagues at work. We are in the middle of a supernatural conflict that goes back, well, frankly, to before the garden.
It does. And by the way, I just want to thank all the foster parents out there. Don't ever want you to think that I do not appreciate you. I've met a lot of kids
yes.
who grew up in foster homes, and many of those parents, including my niece, are incredible.
Yeah.
My niece and her husband raised two foster kids, adopted one of them, and I'll tell you what, changed lives by mm-hmm. doing that. Well, that's what Whispering Ponies Ranch wants
really
to do.
It really is, yes. Just showing them the love of Christ. And what we do through SkyWatch TV and now through the Bible's Greatest Mysteries is to not only educate and edify the body of Christ, but also through the books, the DVDs that we offer for your donations to finance the operations Whispering Ponies Ranch, so that Royal Family Kids, Teen Challenge, and other ministries that take advantage of the facilities don't have to pay a dime, because we never want to have one of those ministries in a position where they have to decide which children have to remain at home because they didn't have the additional funds to bring them. So that's what your support of the Bible's Greatest Mysteries and SkyWatch TV does. And God bless Tom Horn for having the confidence in us and the faith in God to allow us this forum to put together this wonderful studio that looks very much like Sherlock Holmes' library, which is not by coincidence.
No, isn't that wonderful? Well, Tom invited us to be part of SkyWatch TV. Now let us tell you a little bit about us. Derek used to be in radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was in broadcasting for many years. This was when my normal friends were growing up and we were listening to radio, they would be listening to Top 40 radio. I would be listening to the late night talk show hosts, because that's what I wanted to do when I grew up.
You're a bit of a geek, aren't you?
I am. My mother and father, I have to credit them, because I've got a bit of both of them in me. Dad was an engineer who loved to figure out how things work, to take them apart, put them back together again, loved tinkering with cars. He was an electrical engineer. He went to work designing plastic parts and things, but he also had a mind for trying to figure out the mysteries of life. And when he retired, he and Mom retired and moved from Chicago down to South Carolina. He gifted us with his library and found a lot of books in there that dealt with mysteries and the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And
because he was searching.
He was trying to
find. He was an engineer.
Right.
Trying to understand God.
Exactly. And toward the end of his life, we had the opportunity to talk about that. And he concluded that after researching it thoroughly, he concluded that the most logical and simplest explanation for the truth claims of Christianity was that there were just too many witnesses to the risen Christ for the efforts of the Roman Empire and the Sanhedrin, who tried to stamp it out, to succeed. There were just too many people who knew the truth. And he said that was easier to believe than the conspiracy theories that were spun about, did Jesus really die on the cross? Did he really say he was God in the flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he rose again on the third day. So those mysteries are some of the things that we'll be exploring in this program. But my mom, with her teacher's heart, taught my sister and me to read at a very early age. And so between the two of them, a love of reading and learning and a love of figuring things out, I don't know how the radio career got in there, but it led to the training.
Lord, exactly.
Right. God had it all in mind to train me for where we are right now. But your background as a professional singer, vocalist, and then going back to school.
To become a molecular biologist. Who knew?
Who does that?
I don't know. Apparently I do. I've loved science and I've loved medicine since I was a little kid. I used to watch shows on operating on Saturday morning. They would do surgeries and my dad would just sit there and go, don't know.
But that's one of the reasons he called you Sherlock.
Yes, he did, because I was so curious about the world. I wanted to understand everything. It's not that I have an engineer's mind. It's I have one of those brains that simply wants to understand everything. And an engineer tends to go linearly. I go laterally. I look at the entire world and I want to connect all the dots to everything, which is what we want to do in the Bible's greatest mysteries.
Well, you know, and that's one of the reasons that you and I are perfectly suited for each other. God knew what he was doing when he brought our lives together, because I tend to be very linear and go really deep into specific topics. But sometimes when I hit an obstacle, I will continue bumping against the obstacle, whereas Sharon sees, why don't you just take a jump to the left and then go around?
It's like that little Roomba that we used to have till it died.
That's right.
It would just bump into thing over and over again. And I just go, come on, pick it up, move it, go around it. But I think that may be one reason it died. It just did. Its little brain wasn't working correctly.
But
the Bible can be explained.
Yes. And by putting those skills together, going deep, but also thinking laterally and looking for clues and how these patterns fit together. I think we have, God has allowed us to see some things that are encouraging and exciting. Let me just say this very bluntly. If you think the Bible is boring, it's probably because you've been taught that most of the characters in it aren't real. Most of the people in it. And by characters, I mean, you know, it's you're reading a story, but the people in it, but also the entities in it. As the title of our most recent book, Giants, Gods, and Dragons, we did a deep dive into...
Which I just happen to have a copy of here.
Oh, good thinking.
Yeah, well...
These characters, these giants, these gods, these dragons, played an essential role in this long supernatural war in which you are deployed. But most American Christians, as revealed by survey after survey, don't really believe that they're real.
No. No, I like the way you put that. In which we are deployed, because you're not taught in church that when you're born as a human being, you're born onto a battlefield. There is a long spiritual war that's been taking place between God's throne and the throne of the infernal realm. I mean, rebel angels long ago decided that maybe he's not as powerful as he keeps telling us he is, and I think I can probably take him. How'd that work out for you there, Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Just did not work out well for them. We want to show the beginning of that war, and we're also going to tell you about the end of that war, which is amazing. And we're told about the end of that war in the Bible.
Absolutely. And many of the things that have puzzled humanity for years, for example, is there life elsewhere in God's creation. We'll explore that.
Well, that's verboten. You cannot say that. You can't ask about aliens in churches.
Well, most churches don't deal with this, but it is one of those deceptions that is leading people astray. We had the opportunity to attend the annual UFO festival in Roswell, New Mexico in 2017, which was the 70th anniversary of the crash of whatever it was. And we found that for most of the people there, it was a spiritual quest.
There were a lot of New Age believers there.
Right.
Again, I love the way Paul puts it when he's on Mars Hill. He says, I see that you are very faithful and religious men. Let me tell you about this one God. They had a shrine there to the unknown God, just in case they missed one.
Right.
He said, I know who he is.
Yeah. Well, that's what we hope to do with the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, is take advantage of this platform to show you that there are biblical answers for these mysteries that are drawing people away from the church. A survey conducted in 2012 by National Geographic Channel, as they were launching a new UFO show, one of the dozens that are available on the cable television networks, showed that a third of American adults believe that we're being visited by extraterrestrials.
A third?
Yet, yeah.
That's huge.
It is, especially when you consider that according to the Barna Group, George Barna of Arizona Christian University, only 7% of American adults have a biblical worldview, which is defined as believing six major tenets of the Christian faith. I mean, Christianity 101, Jesus lived a sinless life, was born of a virgin, Satan is real and not just a concept, or et cetera, et cetera. 7% believe that in God as he revealed himself in his word, but about a third of Americans believe that we're being visited by extraterrestrial entities. So there are more people who believe in UFOs than believe in the God of the Bible.
Well, there's a big story right now that before he left office, Trump signed a bill. That part of the bill was requiring the spy agencies to release a report on AATIP.
Yes.
AATIP. It's this organization that Harry Reid and Luis Elizondo put together.
Yes, the Defense Intelligence Agency. And we're...
I'll tell you what it stood for, but it depends on who you ask. The AA, it's like aerial aeronautics, aerial airships. You know, it's like advanced... It varies depending upon what story they want to spin. And that's the bottom line. They're spinning a story out to us. So when that report is finally released, most of it will probably still be classified. And the little bit that we'll know will move us one inch closer to the goalpost that they put up.
Which is believing that there are no entities that we would call angels and demons as Christians, but there are space brothers. And not only that, they're coming back to save us.
Well, if so far you're sitting there looking and saying, oh, these people really are crazy. Well, I think we're crazy in a good way, but then so is Tom Horn. He put together this whole thing, and he has an assignment for us. So after this break, we're going to dig in and see what his first assignment is.
Yes, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries continues.
A child who is trafficked is sexually abused on average 5 to 15 times a day, and only 1% of these crimes are ever reported. This unimaginable darkness must be stopped. And right now, we want to invite you to join us in the fight to end child sex trafficking. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Silent Cry Help the Children package. When you order the groundbreaking new feature documentary movie Silent Cry from film visionary Josh Peck, you'll learn firsthand from the world's most renowned experts in the fields of trafficking, pedophilia, and Satanism how Hollywood elites are actively engaged in the sexual exploitation of children, why the mainstream media and culture are attempting to normalize pedophilia, why we can't depend on the government to eradicate this ever-present evil, and what the risks are to you, your family members, and communities. Plus, the lead authorities from the Silent Cry movie are back in the never-before-released Covert Investigation on DVD, featuring pivotal, never-before-seen commentaries that couldn't be included in the original Silent Cry film. From cases of demonic possession to satanic perversion, experts on the front lines discuss the worst crimes fathomable being committed against the most innocent amongst us. You'll also receive the brand new MP3 audio series on CD, A Cult of Perversion. In this explosive series, experts like Russ Dizdar, William Ramsey, and others share extremely sensitive research into the most perverse evils plaguing our country now, proving through over 12 hours of content that believers must combat this spiritual malevolence for the sake of our children. This incredible package also includes the never-before-released DVD Fake News or Hidden Truths. Join investigative researcher Stephen Bancars as he guides you through the most current research into the Pizzagate scandal. Is it all conspiracy? Who is involved? How does it pertain to events unfolding right now? Stephen shares explosive new revelations on the subject that have come to light since Pizzagate first broke and haven't been revealed to the public until now. Finally, the paradigm-shattering audio series by Dr. Thomas Horn himself, The Hidden Occultism of Epstein's Orgy Island. What demonic atrocities were going on at Epstein Island? And who were the high-powered individuals involved in some of the darkest occultic activities the world has ever witnessed? The contents of this mind-boggling three-part exclusive MP3 audio series comes directly from the private vault of Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $135. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. An excess of 500,000 children are being trafficked every single day in our country alone. Now is the time to take action. 100% of the profits from your donation for the Silent Cry Help the Children package goes directly to Whispering Ponies Ranch, a safe haven where children who have been abused in unimaginable ways can find rehabilitation and healing in Jesus Christ. The Silent Cry Help the Children package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
The Bible's Greatest Mysteries is part of SkyWatch TV. Every show is available on demand at the SkyWatch TV app for Roku, Apple TV, and our free mobile app. Follow us online at SkyWatchTV.com.
Welcome back to the Bible's Greatest Mysteries from SkyWatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Got my coffee here, got tea over here if we need it. We are ready to go. So let's dig in. I have
the assignment bag.
The assignment bag, yes. Yes, this is Tom Horn's ancient briefcase, so... He's got two of them. I suppose one is yours. So let's see what's in here.
This isn't going to self-destruct after 30 seconds.
It might. Right? We might want to. Yeah, it's a good thing we're on a timer here. I see. Our very first guest assignment beginning next week is Timothy Alberino.
Oh, Timothy Alberino. He's an explorer, but also an author.
Yeah.
And he has been places... Peru and elsewhere in South America, putting together evidence of the giants who may have existed in the distant past in South America, but also on Sardinia. We joined him in an expedition to Sardinia to visit the tombs of the giants there.
Yes, in fact, if you've never been to Sardinia, you really need to go. It's once you get over across the Atlantic, it's very inexpensive to go from place to place. So if you decide to go with us to Israel... Next time we go, go to skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, if you want to know when our next trip is going to start. Oftentimes, we will go someplace right after because it's like another $100 or something just to fly over to Rome or to England or to Sardinia.
Much more cost-effective than flying back to the U.S. and then flying back.
But there's a ziggurat on Sardinia.
Yes, which we had the opportunity to explore, which is really fascinating because ziggurats aren't supposed to exist outside of Mesopotamia. This one is built out of stone because you got stone in Sardinia, lots of stone. Not so much in ancient Sumer, but fascinating stuff.
The other assignment he's given us, he said, I want you every week to talk about current events, news that I can relate to the Bible. And he's put in an example here. There are two... very recent stories, and I mean very recent as in one was from this morning.
Yes, as of this recording date,
and the other one was from yesterday. Yesterday was the story about a young teen who said a demon told him to sacrifice two women, and in exchange for the sacrifice of their blood, their murder, the demon would make sure he won the lottery.
Typical response in our Western society is that a young man like that is insane.
Yeah.
And we don't discount the
psychological
aspect of some of these things that have taken place. But when somebody says that they're hearing voices from another realm, another entity directing them to do things that are obviously evil, we shouldn't discount their testimony. There are others who have done similar things who claim that they were being directed to do so by a demon or a mm-hmm. voice. As Christians, we need to consider the possibility that those people are actually telling the truth.
Yes.
But that's not the response of our society. There was a line in the movie The Exorcist, the very famous film, where Father Karras, who was one of the mm-hmm. two, he was the younger priest who was assisting the older mm-hmm. priest, Father
Maron.
He was
the psychiatrist.
Right. He was the psychiatrist and basically told the mother of the young girl that they were going to visit that the church stopped believing in demon possession when it discovered the science of psychiatry. Well, that is essentially the default setting of most of us here in the West, including Christians. But as Christians, understanding that we're in a supernatural realm, we need to consider that this actually is true.
Imagine being a soldier in a theater of war, and you go to your general and you say, you know what, I think I'm just going to sleep in today because I've figured out that the enemy that you have us going up against every day really isn't real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Well, exactly. We see another example of this from India, of somebody being motivated by...
Yes, from this morning.
This story that four persons in India were arrested for performing a ritual that involved the sacrifice of a camel.
Yes, apparently there was a gentleman who is a dairy farmer. He has 30 dairy cows, and they were starting to dry up. They were giving less and less milk, and he didn't know what to do. But apparently this region, this particular state in India, has a long history, centuries old, where sacrificing camels is acceptable. It's only recently that the new head of this state has said, we're not going to sacrifice camels anymore because they are now our state animal.
Mm-hmm,
you can't
mm-hmm.
sacrifice the state animal. But apparently there is no law against this within the country. So the question will be, is it going to be the local rule or the actual country rule, the government that steps in and says, well, we see nothing wrong with it. The problem is, he, in order to do this, he didn't just go and get a camel and decide. He went to get a god man,
mm-hmm.
a shaman.
In India called a bopa. Yeah, and this was the recommendation of the bopa, that he sacrifice a camel and that would solve his problem.
Mm-hmm. And so the bopa, the god man, and two others were involved in it. They cut off the head of the camel. They offered the head to the entity, the god that they felt was going to help with the milk problem, and they ended up burying it for a couple of days. Then they went back. Now, here's where you have to ask yourself, why did this happen in the first place? Why do this?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they really did believe that a god, an entity,
right.
would help with this. But why go back, dig up the head, and then take it back to your home, where it's evidence that you are part of this, and he buried it in his home?
Hmm. It is, there are voices that speak to us from the spirit realm. Sometimes we don't recognize what it is. We just feel depression or anxiety or anger,
mm-hmm.
and we don't recognize it for what it is. But we need to remember Paul's words to the church at Ephesus. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against cosmic rulers over this present darkness. He meant evil intelligences mm-hmm. who want to do us harm.
Yes.
And another story that was in the news today as we're recording this was the teen who wanted to copy a popular television program by killing someone and destroying the body with acid. Again,
you
have to ask something, when something like this happens, is this person just inherently bad because he didn't have access to a specific government program or because he's being influenced by entities in the spirit realm?
He had previously told a psychiatric nurse in therapy sessions, he had told this nurse that he had a strong desire to slit a woman's throat and then make love to her after she was dead. That's called necrophilia.
That is.
And it's one of the practices done in antiquity and apparently even today that serve as rituals to make the god happy with you.
Yeah. Well, it is clearly not. It's an example of something that is so far beyond the pale of what is rational human behavior that there's a strong probability that it is spiritual in nature.
Yes, and please forgive me. I probably should have warned moms and grandmoms and dads and grandpas that we try to make all of our programs accessible to young viewers, but sometimes what we have to talk about is really disturbing. And so have a talk with your kids about this and try to break it to them in a gentle way that sometimes human beings, adults, behave in ways that are terrifyingly grotesque.
Yeah, but that's the physical manifestation of this spiritual war in which we are deployed.
And we're going to dig into questions as to why that continues even today in our enlightened civilization.
Yeah.
During the many months ahead, I pray, and years ahead of the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, because I know with Sci-Friday, we did that for over 5 years, and we've gone more than 2 years now with Unraveling Revelation.
Yeah. But the thing that inspires us here as we talk about these mysterious things, and not every program will deal with things that are quite so scary, but we'll deal with the hope, the evidence that we have for the glory that will come when Christ returns
because
at the head of his heavenly army.
We do. We have such hope.
It is. And the Bible is full of evidence that points to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul essentially lays out apologetics. The risen Christ appeared to hundreds, most of whom are still alive. In Galatians 1, verses 11 through beginning at verse 11, he writes about
reading words is so hard.
he writes that he spent a couple of weeks with Peter and with James in Jerusalem because he was trying to determine, after his Damascus Road experience, what was truth.
Because the disciples remembered, wait a minute, you're the guy who held the coats while they stoned Stephen.
Right, but Paul wanted to see for himself, he heard directly from those who had walked mm-hmm. with Jesus and seen the risen Christ. Is this true, what I've learned in Damascus?
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to try very hard over the next few months, years, that we're going to dig into the Bible and try to give you the answers that you need, not only to witness for Christ, but also to share with your kids and grandkids.
Absolutely. Ours is not a blind faith. Mm. Thank you for watching. This is The Bible's Greatest Mysteries from Skywatch TV.